Well, the weather outside is frightful, but inside the DeWitt Gymnasium, we get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Good afternoon, everyone. The Dort College Defenders getting set to do battle with the Hastings College Broncos in Great Plains Athletic Conference doubleheader play. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest looking to play the role of spoiler. 1-13 in the conference, 9-14 overall. Hastings College, 8-5 of the conference, 14-7 overall. They are one of four teams rated in the top 25 in this week's coaches' poll, and they will be a handful for the Dort College defenders. But Coach Craig Steensmith says they have a game plan in place to take on with this Hastings College crew. And here's what the coach had to say earlier today. Coach Craig Steensmith joins me as the Dort College defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos. And, Coach, we talked about it after the game on Wednesday night after you faced Briarcliff. Hastings College, similar to Briarcliff in that they're rated in the top 20. That's about where the similarities end.
Right. You know, they're a dominant man-to-man defensive team, and they run a lot of set plays for shooters. Just very, very different than Briarcliff, but also very, very good. They play hard. They're physical. They really get after you in man-to-man, and they come at you full court with a full court run and jump defense. You know, it's nothing we haven't seen before. We saw it from when we went up there. Hopefully as we grow as a team, we'll be more prepared for it this time.
What about this Hastings team? Any individuals that we have to watch specifically on how you handle them?
Yeah, Jamie Van Kirk. They set a lot of screens for her, and they give her options within those screens to flare or to come get the ball or to curl, and it's really difficult. You know, practices-wise, we went through a lot of the scenarios, and you know, I think Emily can do a great job on her. I feel like Emily did a great job at Hastings. We played very, very tough with them for about 32 minutes. It's going to take a great effort from everybody defensively, especially in terms of communication with the screens that they set.
Offensively, where do you have to look for points for your team?
Score. We want to look, if all of our starters can play well and be in double figures, then we'll have a chance. But what we really need is, we need Paige and Abby to be able to shoot the ball in, and we need our fives to be able to produce points from Shady Eager, Micah Hollis, and Cassidy Grader. We're going to have to produce points for us today.
Take a look at the matchup between these two. After hearing Coach Craig Steensma, the Hastings College women have spent most of the season in the top 25. They're currently number 17 in the polling. Hastings is currently 14-7 overall, 8-5 in the league. They're scoring 73.8 points per game, convert 41.1% of their shots. They allow teams 67.6 points per contest. Hastings relies heavily on a rebounding advantage of 38.1 to 34.2. They've also forced 410 turnovers through 21 games while committing 320 of their own. Jamie Van Kirk is scoring 19.2 points per game. She takes down 3.5 rebounds, and she converts 42.2% of her shots. Michaela Berry scores 12 points per game, and she hands out 2 assists. Abby Jackson adds 7 points per game. Tika Thompson is scoring 6.4. Hallie Samuelson, Chanel Farmer, and Sierra Williamson, and Rachel Jeldon score between 5 and 6 points per game. That's a dangerous combination, as you simply don't know who is going to score for this Hastings College Bronco team. Any one of those players could on a night go for 15 or 16 points. The defender women are 9-14 overall. It's been tough sledding, though, in the GPAC, where they stand 1-13. Abby Chapman leads the Dort College scoring effort with a 13.2 points per game effort, and she has made 45 three-point baskets. Cassidy Vredeboat is good for 9.2 points and 5.2 rebounds, and she is making 47.6% of her field goal attempts. Kim Cruz's average is 8.9 points per game, and she averages 6.5 rebounds per outing. Michael Hull scores 8.1 points per game and takes in a team-high 10 rebounds and has 75 block shots. She is one block shot shy of a school record. Robin Blunt scores 7 points per game. Paige Engber scores 6.5 points per outing. The Hastings women were successful against Briarcliff last Saturday afternoon. They won a 73-64 decision. They were off Wednesday night. Jamie Van Kirk had 17 points. Dort women were on the short end of a 74-45 decision to Briarcliff Wednesday night. Briarcliff was up 42-24 at halftime and limited Dort to 30.6% shooting. Hastings women lead this series 20-4 and won the December 13th meeting 76-48. Dort was faced by Abby Chapman with 18 points. Michael Hulst had 13 rebounds. For the Hastings College Broncos on that day, they forced 24 turnovers. Van Kirk had 17 points. Michaela Berry added 11. Starting lineups then for today's contest. First of all, for the Hastings College Broncos, they will start number 11, Chelsea Morton, a 5'8 junior from Holdridge, Nebraska, averaging 3.1 points per game. Abby Jackson is a 5'5 junior from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 7 points per contest. Hallie Samuelson is a 5'9 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 5.6 points per game. Jamie Van Kirk is a 5'9 senior from Sutton, Nebraska, averaging 19.2 points per outing. And Sierra Williamson is averaging 5.3 points per game. She's a 6'1 junior from Broomfield, Colorado. For the North College defenders, Kim Cruz is a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, averaging 8.9 points per game. Emily Newman's a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 4.8 points per outing. Number 22 is Abby Chapman, a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 13.2 points per game. Micah Holst is a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 8.1 points per outing. And number 35 is Cassidy Bradavode, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9.2 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set for basketball. And the Dort College defenders control the opening tip. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. They pass it off to Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball goes left side over to Bradavode. Bradavode gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball on the wing. Chapman out front to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball at the top of the key. 9 seconds to shoot. Kim Cruz driving in left hand. Kick out pass. Three from the corner. Newman. Newman thought about the three. Takes one dribble in. Hits the shot but wave it off. She traveled with the basketball before she got the shot up on the rim. So a turnover by the defenders, and the Dort College defenders will play defense. Hastings College basketball. Abby Jackson with the basketball on the wing. Jackson with it out front in between the circles. She gets a screen from Williamson. Williamson looks, gives left side over to Morton. Morton dumps it down low for Williamson. Williamson with the basketball. Nothing there. Fires it back outside. Three on the way. In and out. No good, but offensive rebound for Samuelson. Samuelson with a putback, and the Hastings College Broncos are on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College trailing Hastings. We are just underway, 1 minute into this afternoon contest. Those of you traveling into the game today, if you're listening, travel with care. Getting some reports that it's awfully slippery out there. Chelsea Morton with the basketball in between the circles after the steal. Dumps it off. Layup right hand, left side. Good for Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk makes it 4-0, and the Dort College defenders on their heels. Driving the other way, Newman. Newman gives it up to Holst. Holst off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings up and running, Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the right side, driving in. Puts it up, floater, no good. Ball takes a bounce. Coming away with it is Michael Holst. Holst over to Cruz. Cruz ahead to Chapman, and Dort College turns the basketball over. Dort College has had three possessions. Two of them have been resulted in turnovers. One, a missed shot by Michael Holst. 18:20 remaining, first half. Hastings College basketball, Abby Jackson. Jackson passes right side over to Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball, dribbles to the top of the cup. She gives it up to Jackson. Jackson back outside to Morton. Morton with the basketball, goes right side to Williamson. Williamson swing pass over the top, Jackson. Jackson goes into the corner, Williamson. Williamson, turnaround 12-footer, up over the top of Michael Holst, good. That is the third different player to score for Hastings already this afternoon. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes in right side, gives it off to Chapman. Chapman with it, gives it up. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings, it will be Abby Chapman inbounding the basketball. Chapman with the ball. Chapman throws it in over the top to Newman. Newman with the basketball to Cruz. Cruz left side. Gives it up to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Spins it out front for Newman. Newman over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. She'll pull it up a three. It's off the mark. No good. Too strong. Rebound weak side. Taken away by Morton. Morton up and running. Morton doesn't have the numbers. Dort College retreats defensively. With the basketball out front is Abby Jackson. Jackson with the basketball on the right side. Jackson gives it up to Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson with it on the wing. Samuelson dumps it down low. Shot is blocked by Michael Holst. That should tie the school record, but Hastings College comes away with it, and Chelsea Morton. Morton with the putback, and Hastings has scored 4 2-point buckets. They lead 8-0. Four different players have scored for the Broncos. Kim Cruz travels with the basketball, and the turnover will give the basketball back to Hastings College. Hastings College with the basketball. Hastings College with the basketball. This is Jackson. Jackson with the basketball goes right side. Samuelson. Samuelson with it. Samuelson gives it up to Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the basketball down to the baseline. Van Kirk gives it over to Williamson. Williamson jumper. Right side, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the basketball gives it up to Cruz. Dort College will walk it into the front court. Cruz, they bring a double team. Somebody's got to come back and help her. They get it ahead to Newman. Newman over the top of the key, or over the timeline, and Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt Gymnasium after the Dort College timeout right after this. Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz. Cruz goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman on the right side. Spin move. Nothing there. Eight to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz gets a bone-jarring screen from Micah Hulst. Cruz drives in. And that screen by Hulst, Sprunger. And the Dort College defenders are on the board. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Right side jumper is up and through. Two-point basket for Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk, my understanding, closing in on 1,000 points for the Hastings College Broncos. Newman with the basketball reverses it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz goes left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders in the offensive end. Bredebode puts it up, draws some contact. Foul came before the shot. Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton will go to the pick up her first personal foul, and that is the first foul called on either team. 4 minutes and 19 seconds into this contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Robin Blunt to throw the ball in, and an offensive foul called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Shady Yeager will check into the ballgame. Micah Hulst will check out. You lose a little size with DeJager. DeJager may be a little more physical player, 6 foot sophomore from Hull. Pass goes to the high post. Fake the handoff. Wheel into the lane. Shot no good by the reserve, Tika Thompson. Thompson unable to finish it. Kim Cruz comes away with the basketball. Cruz with the ball. Cruz has it. Gives it up to Blunt. Blunt, jump stop. Her shot off of the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Hastings College. Bronco basketball, Barry. Barry goes right side. Thompson and Tika Thompson a little too quick with that first step. She gets whistled for the personal foul. The woman from Columbia Heights, Minnesota. 5'7 junior comes off the bench for 6.4 points per game for the Hastings College Broncos. I have a feeling that today might be a little heavier usage on in terms of the web stream. Not sure what kind of crowd we'll have today. Paige Eng bursts over the basketball, passes right side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt on the baseline, Dort College down 10-2. Blunt picks up her dribble. 20 to shoot for the Dort College defenders. Comes back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the ball. Vredevoet gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball gives it up Robin Blunt. Blunt right side goes to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers back over to Williams. Williams hesitates. She's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Hastings College Broncos. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Hastings College Broncos walking the ball up. So Hastings in front. Thought about the three. Long two instead, and cashing in the long two is Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson, ball fake. Dort College bought the ball fake. And now the Broncos force a tie-up as Robin Blunt takes it across midcourt, and Hastings College has a 12-2 lead, and they're threatening to blow it open early. Dort College has to find a way to put together some defensive stops. ...14:22 remaining in the first half. Hastings will walk it up. Michaela Berry. Berry with the basketball. Berry goes high post. Right side to Jeldon. Jeldon back to Berry. Berry with the basketball. Berry right side. Three on the way. No good. Missed it that time to Samuelson. Ball's down on the floor. Two bodies on the floor as well. And it will be Hastings basketball. Checking into the contest is Hulst. Checking out is DeJager. York College trailing. Hastings to throw it in. Holly Hild. Hild passes it to Berry. Berry gives it up to Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball. Samuelson drives in, loops it back outside. Holly Hild with it. Hild gets a screen. Hild leaning in. Her shot short, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt ahead to Williams. Williams has to hesitate. She gives it back over to Blunt. Robin Blunt into the front court. Dort College trailing 12-2, 13:40 remaining. Right side with it is Williams. Williams left side, Bredevoet. Bredevoet puts it hard on the floor, and she is fouled on the ball, on the shot. She took it hard to the hoop, draws the foul call. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. That's Cassidy Bredevoet shooting two, an 81% free throw shooter, 6 foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan. So two free throws on the way for the freshman. Steadily, her scoring average has gone up this season, 9.2 points per game right now. She makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Dort College trails 12-3, pending another free throw for Vredevoet. Second free throw on the way for Vredevoet with 13:34 remaining in the first half. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the heel, no good, and the defenders trail 12-3. 12-3 our score, Broncos. Hastings for the basketball. Hastings still in the hunt, realistically, for third place in the conference. They've got a lot to play for over the next few weeks. Holly Hild, averaging 3 points per ball game, shuffles her feet before she puts the ball on the deck. Hastings right now in a tie with Briarcliff for third place in terms of losses. Both have 5 losses. Briarcliff's 9-5. Hastings is 8-5 in the conference. Both teams have 7 losses overall. Ball is tapped away by a Hastings College player into the backcourt. Michaela Berry getting hand on it. Dort College will inbound again, trailing 12-3 are the defenders. Inbounding is Paige Angbers. Angbers has a release valve over the top, doesn't see her. Now Angbers gets the basketball back from Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble. Cruz passes right side, now gets the return pass. Gets it across to Michael Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst passes left side over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman back over to Angbers. Angbers three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away long by the Broncos and Holly Hild. Hild gets it ahead to Michaela Berry. Shot in the lane by the Broncos and Rachel Jeldon, and Jeldon is fouled on the play. Fouls called on Dort College's number 21, Emily Newman. First free throw is good for the Broncos and Rachel Jeldon. Another free throw on the way, so that foul went on Dort College's Emily Newman. For Newman, that is foul number one. Second free throw off the mark, no good. A body hits the floor for Hastings. Dort College comes up with it. Abby Chapman passes it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball up the floor. Kim Cruz setting the offense. She's got her on the left side. Kim Cruz driving the lane, floats it up. Shot is good. Kim Cruz with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders fight back to within 7 at 12-5. 12-5 our score, Dort College trailing by, I beg your pardon, 13-5. Forgot to factor in that made free throw by the Broncos. Pass to the free throw line, Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon gives it up Thompson. Thompson shot from 15 straight on, no good. Hung on the rim and fell out. Now ball is kicked away by the Broncos. Hallie Samuelson. Dort College will have the basketball, length of the floor in front of them, trailing 13-5, 12:20 remaining in this contest. In this first half, I should say. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Throwing the ball in will be Angbers. And the Dort College defenders use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Pass comes across half court. Emily Newman with a basketball, picks it up, passes right side over to Chapman. Abby Chapman down to the baseline. Abby Chapman's spin move has it blocked. Ball is loose, picked up by Hastings. Broncos coming back the other way with a basketball as Van Kirk. Van Kirk stops, pops, three, good. Jamie Van Kirk from the right wing hits the three-point bucket. Hastings is back in front by 11 at 16-5. 16-5 our score with the basketball. Cruz throws it to Chapman. Chapman has to try and save it inbounds. And the North College defenders turn it over. Time for the defenders to regroup. Defenders trailing at 16-5. Hastings College with the basketball. Right side with it is Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz taking it up the floor. And the North College defenders floated up by Newman. Newman unable to get the shot to go. And we come back the other way. North College trailing 16-5. 16-5, our score. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared out by Michael Holst. And the North College defenders trail 16-5. They have the basketball. With the basketball, they come over to Chapman. Chapman, three from the wing, off the heel, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz will let fly with a quick three, no good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Holst put back, good. Micah Holst with the putback off of the missed three-pointer by Kim Cruz. And the North College defenders now with an opportunity to cut into the lead at 16-7. So a free throw on the way for Micah Holst. Holst free throw is up and good. So Micah Holst with a putback and the free throw for the three-point play. And the North College defenders trail it 16-8. 16-8 our score. North College. North College on defense. Pass goes left side. Three is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. So Cruz will bring it up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With it out front is Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz spins. She'll put up a three. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. 16-8 our score. Hastings in front by eight. Pass comes right side. Three on the way from the perimeter. It's up and through. Three-point basket by Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson now with seven. And the defenders trail it 19-8. 19-8 the score. Hastings in control early. North College trying to recover. Bounce pass goes down low to Holst. Holst short arms the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Good. Michael Holst with five, and the North College defenders trail it 19-10. Two teams swapping buckets. Hastings a three. North College a two on the other end. 9:30 remaining first half. Right side swing pass to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the basketball. Then Kirk gives it back to the point guard, Jackson. Jackson drives in, tries to dump it off. She does. Three from the wing, no good. Short rebound controlled by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up to Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz will bring the basketball up the floor. Kim with it across the timeline. Kim still with her dribble alive. Kim on the right side, all the way down to the block. Nothing there. Reverses it out front, Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the basketball. Bredevoet gives it up to Chapman. Chapman spin move into the lane. Throws up the left-handed shot. It got partially blocked. She comes up with it. Rebound taken away by Hastings, though, on the loose ball. That's Abby Jackson. Not sure if there was a shot there, if it's a steal for Jackson. As it is, she misses a shot on the other end, and North College comes back the other way, leading 19-10 are the Hastings College Broncos. North College trails by nine with the basketball. Chapman gives it underneath to Holst. Holst tries to spin, and it's taken away. Here comes Hastings. Hastings basketball, Jackson. Jackson dumps it off. Shot is up and good. Comes the hoop, and Jamie Van Kirk is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. So a three-point play opportunity coming here for Van Kirk. Shooting free throw, a free throw will be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with 9 points pending the free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Jamie Van Kirk makes the free throw attempt. And the Broncos lead it by a dozen, 22-10. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz with it out front. Cruz passes it right side over to Robin Blunt. Blount with the basketball. Blount on the right side gives it to Bredevoet. Bredevoet into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up to Angbers. Angbers down to the block. Angbers tied up on the play. And Angbers tied up. No change of possession, though, so no change in terms of the no turnover. Inbounding will be Angbers. Angbers throws it into Newman. Comes back to Angbers off the deflection. Kim Cruz with it, three to shoot. Cruz will put it up from the free throw line, and it rolls in. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 22-12. 22-12 our score. 7:50 left to play in the first half. Jackson driving right hand, floats it up with the right hand, leaves it short, no good, gets the return pass in the right corner, fires it back out front, three on the way, missed it, no good, up the side of the iron, that's Michaela Berry, long rebound, Dort College fighting for it, and the ball ends up out of bounds, last touch by Hastings, it'll be Dort College basketball, so Dort College trailing by 10, holding their own after the Broncos got out in front by 10 right out of the chute, 12-2, since then Dort College able to scrap and play even. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Right side with it is Newman. Newman gives it up to Robin Blount. Blount with the ball back to Angbers. Angbers flinches on the three-pointer. Thought she might take it. Dort College struggling with turnovers right now. That has been a season-long issue for the Dort College defenders that they have tried to rectify. They already have 10 turnovers here in the first half. 7:14 and counting, Bronco basketball. Jackson goes right side. Take away those turnovers, and even if you score on just two or three of those possessions, it is a different ball game. Travel violation by the Broncos. Everyone's just in a little bit of a hurry right now, it seems. Dort College trailing 22-12. Broncos turn it over, so Dort College has the basketball back. Ashley Williams across the timeline. Williams gives it over to Angbers. Angbers to Blount. Blount driving down right side. Nothing there. She forces up the shot with the right hand. No good. Rebound cleared by Bredevoet. Bredevoet to Williams. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Blount tries to pass it down low. It's kicked. No call made. Hastings comes away with it. Now Jackson driving the ball up the floor. And she is fouled on the play by Robin Blount. We have a new player in for Hastings as well. I believe that's number 31. Number 21. Misread that. That's Alex Edwards. We've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullierton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Hastings basketball out front with it is Jackson. Jackson puts up the 17-footer. No good. Long rebound, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Angbers will throw the ball in for the defenders. That's Paige, a sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Williams takes it across the timeline. Doesn't hesitate. Now she's in a double team. She's got to get rid of it. Gets pushed in the back. Fires it over to Angbers. Angbers three too strong. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Michaela Berry. It will be Dort College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be the Dort College defenders, Paige Angbers. Angbers to throw it in, gets it into Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman goes left side over to Blount. Blount to Newman. Newman spins, puts up the shot with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Berry. Berry driving in left side, trying to get all the way down to the left block, and she is fouled on the play by Robin Blount, and I believe that is foul number two on Robin. Ball number two on Blount, so the Dort College defenders trailing by 10, 22-12. Hastings College will be inbounding the basketball. throwing the ball in the Broncos. This is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk over the top, Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson double-teamed. Drops it off to the post player on the left side of the lane, Sheldon. Back around the horn they come. This time it is a new player for Hastings, number 3. Trying to inject some life into this team. That's Abigail Nybruggy. She did not play in the win over Briarcliff on Saturday. Williams passes left side. They give it up to Newman. Newman in the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Williams. Williams, Newman, Newman, baseline jumper, too strong, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Bredevoet. Bredevoet put back good. She's got 3. Dort College trails 22-14. Answering a 3 for the Broncos, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Newman. It'll be Hastings basketball. Dort College unable to secure the rebound. Ashley Williams checks out of the ballgame, as does as does Cassidy Vredevoet. Throwing the ball in, the Broncos. Triggering it will be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk over the top. She gets it to Jeldon. Jeldon back into the right corner. Van Kirk. Van Kirk shot no good. Two Hastings players up after the rebound, though. They clear it. Pass goes into the corner. Nybruggy, 3, no good. Rebound Thompson. Tika Thompson over the basketball. Thompson down to the baseline. Sidesteps a defensive player. Hastings thinks about the 3. They'll pull it out and reset the offense. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Bronco basketball, Jackson. Jackson in between the circles. Dort College has the lead down to 8. Big possession here. Pass comes right side, and we've got a foul called on Hastings. I believe that goes on Tika Thompson. An illegal screen. Thompson whistled for her first personal. And throwing the ball in will be Paige Engbers. Dort College down by 8, a chance to cut into the lead. Engbers with a basketball. Engbers over to Cruz. Cruz brings it up. Cruz takes it across the timeline. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz back over to Williams. Ashley Williams gives it up to Newman. Newman left side, Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Engbers. Engbers, 10 seconds to shoot. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz out front to Chapman. Chapman gets around the defensive player, unable to finish at the rim. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Bronco basketball, Nybruggy. Nybruggy, Thompson. Thompson thinks about the 3, takes a step to the right. Reverse layup is up off the glass. Good. Tika Thompson with the 2-point basket, her first field goal of the day by my count. And the Dort College defenders trail it 24-14. Kim Cruz with the basketball, and we've got a body foul called on Abby Jackson. Jackson whistled for her first, team foul number 5. That is foul number 2 by Abby Jackson. So foul number 2 on Jackson. She joins Tika Thompson with 2 fouls. 5 team fouls on the Broncos, 5 on the defenders as well. Fairly cleanly played first half. We've only had 3 combined free throw attempts. So I should say 6 for both teams, 3 each. Robin Blunt into the traffic, loses her footing. Ball's taken away by Hastings. Nybruggy on the left side. Nybruggy to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball at the free throw line. She comes back right side with the ball is Berry. Berry, they dump it down low, kick out pass. Nothing there. Thompson. Thompson coming up with it. Loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball, trailing by 10, 24-14. Very important last 3:35 here. If you could get into the locker room with the difference less than 10, would be a moral victory if nothing else. Shot by Vredevoet, no good, and a foul called coming over the top. Getting called for the push is Micah Hulst. Micah whistled for her second, and that will get Shea DeAger up off of the bench and checking in for Micah Hulst. So Micah Hulst checks out. Broncos bring it up. Bringing the basketball up will be Berry. Michaela Berry across the timeline. Michaela Berry in between the circles. Berry looking for someone to pass to. She passes it off to Nybruggy. Nybruggy to Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball. Samuelson goes to the left side. Goes back into the corner. They dump it down low, and DeAger gets a hand on it. Might have gotten called for a hold. No call came. Rebound. It's Blunt. Blunt goes left side. Cruz. Cruz to Vredevoet. Vredevoet back to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball, goes right side, Chapman. Chapman with it, 15 to shoot. Now Cruz, 13. Kim Cruz with it. Had Chapman open on the reverse. Didn't see her in time. Here's Robin Blunt trying to drive in, and a hand check called on number 3, Nybruggy. That's Abigail Nybruggy. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Chapman with the basketball right side of the lane, looking over the top, finds Robin Blunt. Blunt gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the left wing, picks up her dribble. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 2:25 on the game clock. Goes down low to Vredevoet. Vredevoet is fouled on the way up, and Cassidy Vredevoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. First free throw's up and down for Vredevoet. Second one is in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Vredevoet is now 2 for 4 from the free throw line today. Normally a pretty consistent free throw shooter at 81%. Dort College trails 24-15. 2 minutes remaining, first half. Left side pass, Hastings. Hastings jumper, perimeter, good from 12. Pull-up jumper by Michaela Berry. It all started with a ball fake. Dort College trailing now 26-15. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it. Cruz dribbling with the right hand. Will take it across half-court herself. They bring the trap. She steps through the trap. Kim Cruz looking. Hands it off to Chapman, and they're going to throw it into the backcourt. And over and back violation. Over and back violation by the defenders. Well, Dort College had been doing a pretty good job of controlling their turnovers. Last couple of possessions, though. 26-15, our score. Hastings basketball, Berry. Berry goes right side to Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball. Gets the return pass to Samuelson. Samuelson goes to Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it at the top of the key. Van Kirk, jumper, 3, no good. Rebound tipped by Vredevoet. Vredevoet saves it in off of a Hastings player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Kim Cruz brings the ball up through pressure, picks up the dribble, and she's going to be called for a travel violation. Cruz trying to dribble the ball through pressure. She didn't have much help in the backcourt. A travel violation called after Cruz had to go to the floor to save the possession. Right side pass with the basketball is Samuelson. Samuelson on the left side. Samuelson back to Berry. Berry in traffic. Comes back to Van Kirk. Van Kirk down to the baseline. Nothing there. Retreats back to the wing. She's on the left side. Drops it down to the baseline, gives it up to Morton. Morton, jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound back. And a fresh shot clock for Hastings to work with. They can now take it down to about 10 seconds before shooting the basketball. Berry has the basketball. She goes to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, left side, Samuelson. Samuelson comes back, right side, 3 on the way, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's controlled by Hastings, and now they can run it down to take the final shot of the half. Hastings leading 26-15. Dort College on defense. They pass it on the left elbow. Driving in is Williamson. Williamson's pass taken away by Chapman. She checks the clock. 6 seconds left. 5. She's got it down to the right baseline. Scoops it up with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound. Dieger. Dieger off the bottom of the rim. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score. Hastings 26. Dort College 15. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half right after this.
We'll go with this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Normally, we go through a recap of the first half, but we're going to shake up the order just a little bit. And we'll get to the recap of the first half in just a little bit. We'll also get to the scoring totals, just like always, and we'll check the GPAC scores as well. But special guest with me right now, and that is Katie DeWitt Severson, newly named women's basketball coach, effective at the conclusion of the 2014-15 basketball season. That's when it will officially take place. But Coach DeWitt Severson, first of all, congratulations on the job appointment. Thank you for accepting it, having been a part of that search process. It's been a journey, if you will. But I'm going to ask the first question. What interests you? A little background on you, first of all. Where are you at currently? And what have you done over the past several years in terms of your basketball experience?
Yeah, currently I am living in Eagan, Minnesota, and I'm working at the Academy of Holy Angels. I have been a coach in that program for the last couple of years, but this year I took a new role on as the assistant coach and recruiting coordinator at Anokaranzi Community College in Coon Rapids. I come from Northwestern College in Roseville, Minnesota. That's where I graduated and played some basketball. I also played 2 years at Drake University. Did a lot of coaching camps, and I coached for one of the top five programs actually in the country as far as size-wise goes for AAU, the Minnesota Stars.
What attracted you to this position? It seems like it's been a whirlwind over the past couple of weeks. Through the process, what attracted you to the position?
The most important thing to me was that it was at a Christian university. I went to Northwestern College, which is also a Christian higher education, and I think my dream has always been to coach, but now that I can do that and impact young women of faith and help them grow in their faith, that was pretty much the ideal situation for me.
What kind of style of basketball do you like to play? I'm not going to ask what you're going to coach because some of that depends on personnel, but in a perfect world, what kind of system do you like?
I love to play up-tempo, fast-paced. I like to get quick scores that are created from your defense, high-pressure defense. I like to play a style of basketball that's a lot of fun to watch. Push the ball, get to the rim, get to the free throw line. I love to shoot. Oh, man, I just love to score. I had a scorer's mentality. So getting up points quickly, I mean, that's the best style of basketball to play.
You are in your upper 20s. Won't give your age away or anything like that. You've spent a fair amount of your life up to this point, though, in the gymnasiums.
Absolutely, I have. I come from a coaching family. My brother's a head coach at Mayville State University. My dad's a head coach at Anokaranzi Community College. My mom played at Creighton. Dad played in college. Four of the six siblings played in college. We just love the gym. That's where I've grown up. That's where I was born. I mean, I've got my four-month-old in the gym right now, and that's where he's spent a majority of his life so far.
What's the order of business for you? I mean, you're officially now on as the women's basketball coach. A lot of your duties will wait until the basketball season is concluded. What are you trying to do now, say, over the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Right now, it's connect with the recruits that have already signed with us, and then recruit. I want to get out there and start making connections with high school coaches, AAU coaches in the area, connecting with the kids who have signed and their families, and then the kids who are looking to bring in the next year that coach has already connected with. And I'm glad that he's going to be around still and be able to give me the ins and outs. So I'll need to talk with him in the next couple of weeks. I'll reach out to the current players' parents and make sure that they know who I am and what I'm about. And it's going to be another whirlwind of the next 3 or 4 weeks here.
Your first opportunity. This is your pitch. What do you say to a young lady who wants to play basketball in college? Why do they pick Dort College?
Because I think Dort's going exciting places here. We're really going to go pursue excellence in all areas of life, and we're going to play a really fun style of basketball. And I think you're going to see Dort basketball get a lot better in the next couple of years. We're going to build off what Coach has already created here, and he's done a great job with these young ladies as they have really great attitudes. But you're going to be the start of a legacy here. And this is my job is to build this program, and if I can, stay here for a long time. That would be the ideal situation. So you're going to be the foundation of a legacy.
Coach DeWitt Severson, congratulations again. Thank you for stopping by, and best wishes as we begin working together more closely. Look forward to that, and go get some recruits.
Thanks.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt Severson. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Take a look at the numbers here at halftime. Hastings 11 of 34 from the floor, 32.4%. 2 of 13 on threes, 15.4%. 2 for 3 on free throws, 66.7%. For the defenders, 6 of 25 from the floor, 24%. 0 of 6 on threes, 0%. 3 for 5 on free throws, 60%. Rebounding totals, Dort College 23, Hastings 21. Turnovers, Dort College 15, Hastings 7. Scoreboard, or I should say scoring for the defenders, pretty easy. Three players accounting for the 15 points. 6 for Kim Cruz, that's where the 6 came from. Micah Holst with 5, Cassidy Bredebode with 4. Micah Holst, a team-high 6 rebounds. Cassidy Bredebode with 4. One block shot for Micah Holst. She is now tied with Bree Schneiderman for the lead in block shots, career lead in block shots. For the Broncos, Jamie Benkirk has a team-high 10 points. Hallie Samuelson has 7, 2 each for Chelsea Morton, Sierra Williamson, and Michaela Berry, 2 for Tika Thompson, 1 for Rachel Jeldon. Rebounds, Chelsea Morton has 5, 3 for Hallie Samuelson. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's happening in the GPAC right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Hastings basketball as we start the second half. And Kirk puts up a 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman clears it. And we are heading the other way with the basketball. Dort College ball. Dort College, Kim Cruz takes it across the timeline. And Kim will settle into the offense, the Dort College defenders. Emily Newman with it, goes right side, Chapman. Chapman on the wing, back over to Cruz. Cruz puts up a shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Micah Holst. Holst is called for a clear out. She gets called for her third personal foul. Team foul number 1 on the defenders. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. We'll play defense. Broncos have the basketball. Chelsea Morton gives it off to Abby Jackson. Jackson takes it across the timeline. Jackson goes right side. Jackson with it to Samuelson. Samuelson back to Jackson. Jackson to Samuelson. Samuelson into the corner. Benkirk. Benkirk left side. Jackson. Jackson drives in. Right hand left side. No good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams with it on the right side. Williams comes over to Chapman. Abby puts up the 3, misses, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back over to Williams. Williams puts it on the floor. All the way down to the baseline. Floats one up from 10. Good. Abby Chapman with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 26-17. 26-17 our score. Coming back the other way, Hastings setting the offense. Samuelson to Benkirk. Benkirk 10-footer, rolls it up, good. Benkirk now closing in on 1,000 points for Hastings. She needed 16 coming into the ballgame. She's got 12 now. Left side, Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor hard, comes back out front to Cruz. Dort College down 11. Left side pass comes over to Chapman. Chapman, top of the key, 3, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Benkirk. Benkirk with the basketball. Benkirk at the top of the key. Benkirk stops, pops, 17-footer, good. Can't allow her an open look, and she knocks it down. 30-17 our score. Cruz right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. And a foul called against Hastings. Whistled for the personal foul will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson called for her first personal foul. Checking out of the basketball game will be Chelsea Morton. Morton checks out. Dort College to throw it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass over the top. Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz back over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman puts it up in traffic, and she's called for traveling. Travel violation called on Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz whistled for the travel. Dort College will retreat and play defense. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. With it on the left side, Samuelson. Samuelson gives it up in the paint. Shot no good, but there for the putback is Sierra Williamson. Williamson with a putback off of a missed shot. And the Broncos have opened up a 15-point lead. North College in danger of needing a timeout. Williams passes out front to Chapman. Chapman right side, Cruz. Cruz tries to feed it down low to Bredevoet, and it's kicked away. Out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chapman to trigger it. Chapman throws it in over the top for Bredevoet. Bredevoet. Bredevoet all the way down to the block. Bredevoet. Newman. Newman looking inside, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. And the Hastings College Broncos will throw it in. Holly Hild to throw it in. Coach Craig Steensman thought the ball was tipped. I did not see, so I can't offer an opinion, but he was very definite in his thought. Then Kirk floats it up from 14. No good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz, left side, to Williams. Williams crosses over with a right hand on the left elbow. Back it goes Newman. Newman, short corner. To Bredevoet. Bredevoet, short corner. She takes it into the lane, and Bredevoet is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for her fifth and sixth free throws of the day. Bredevoet to shoot two. So Cassidy Bredevoet steps up. First one on the way for the freshman is up and through. Bredevoet with five. And the defenders trail 32-18, pending another free throw. Second free throw coming for Bredevoet. 16-27 remaining in the regulation. This one's up and through as well. 32-19, so Bredevoet has scored four of her 6 points from the free throw line. She is 4-for-6 from the charity stripe today. Jackson passes left side, Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk trying to seal Newman underneath. Instead, they swing it out front to Barry. Barry with the ball. Barry gives it up, Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it on the wing. Van Kirk back out front. It goes to Barry. Barry with the ball. Barry gives it up, Jackson. Jackson bounce pass down low, tipped away, out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. No, it's Hastings basketball, beg your pardon. Hastings is going to have the possession of the basketball when we resume play. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Broncos. Back with more in a moment. Holly Hild on the inbounds pass play is called for a foul. And the defenders have the basketball, trailing by 13. Ashley Williams drives in, puts it up with the left hand, missed it, no good. Ball's down on the floor. She gets her own rebound back, fires it back over to Angbers. North College will reset the offense. Left side it goes Williams. Ashley Williams with it in the corner. Williams comes back out front. This is Cruz. Kim Cruz spins into the lane, puts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Hastings up and running. Right side with the basketball is Barry. Barry's shot no good. Rebound tipped, and Newman has it stripped away from her. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Dort College defenders and Kim Cruz after the missed shot by the Broncos. Cruz into traffic, and she travels with it. Got a little bit ahead of herself, tried to give it away, and gets called for a travel violation. Hastings basketball, Abby Jackson to bring it up. Jackson across the timeline. She's setting the offense, has it on the right wing. Comes back over to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it on the wing. Drives in, dumps it underneath, and the ball's tapped away out of bounds. It will be. It'll be Hastings basketball, it appears. Today's broadcast made possible by the Vittingland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. Jackson out front with it. Goes left side, Van Kirk. Van Kirk sizes things up. Puts up the three from the perimeter. No good. Rebound at Jeldon on the weak side, and Jeldon is fouled on the play. Jeldon whistled for the personal foul. Or I should say she is fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on Williams. And Ashley Williams picks up her first personal. Van Kirk. Off the fake handoff, spins, puts it up with the right hand from the right block, missed it. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders and Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz with it. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz guarded there by Jackson. Picks up her dribble. Gets it away to Robin Blunt. Blunt to Angbers. Angbers. Williams. Williams drives the lane with the right hand. Her shot hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Jeldon. Jeldon over to Jackson. Jackson into the front court. She's going to drive all the way to the hoop. Lays it up with the left hand. No good, but she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Will Abby Jackson. Jackson averaging 7 points per game. She's not taken many shots tonight, or today, I should say. She'll go to the free throw line with her team leading 32-19. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College leading 33-19, pending another free throw by Jackson. Jackson's free throw is up and through. She's got two. And the Dort College defenders trail 34-19. So Dort College having trouble getting points on the board here against this Hastings College man-to-man defense. Cruz drives around her player, lays it up, too strong with the right hand. But a foul on the play called on Hastings. That foul's going to go against Holly Hild. Hild whistled for her second. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Kim Cruz. Cruz making 63% of her free throws this season, 32 of 51. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'd appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Kim Cruz with 8 points. And the defenders trail 34-21. Hastings basketball. Michaela Berry. Berry on the right side. Berry gets the return pass. She gives it back over to Samuelson. Samuelson to Berry. Berry right elbow. Three on the way. No good. But there for the putback. Hastings College Broncos Rachel Jeldon off of the missed shot by Tika Thompson. Thompson took the perimeter shot. Jeldon was there for the putback, and the defenders trail it 36-21. Robin Blunt, out front it goes. They give it up to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz puts up a three, got it. Kim Cruz, just a little off of dead center, puts it up from the left side, and Dort College trails now 36-24. Dort College trying to hang around and give themselves a chance. Holly Hild, shot from the perimeter, no good. Rebound fought for, and a foul on the play called on the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Abby Chapman. Abby Chapman whistled for the personal foul. For Abby, that is number one. 13:04 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College trails by 12, 36-24. Throwing the ball in will be Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson gives it up to Berry. Berry into traffic. Nothing there. Comes back outside. Three on the way. Is up and through. Three-point basket by Samuelson. She's got 10. And the defenders trail 39-24. Right side of the basketball, Chapman. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Blunt. Blunt left wing. Blunt hard with the right hand. Euro step. And they're going to call her for a travel. They call her for a travel. I'm not certain that was a travel. You just don't see the Euro step from the women very much. But Blunt, I thought, just simply changed directions and didn't get the benefit of the call. Right side with it is Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. They give it up to Morton. Morton goes left side. Morton waiting for the return pass. Instead, Samuelson puts up the short jumper and missed it. Morton now on the perimeter with it. 5 seconds left to shoot. Goes back to Berry. Berry, high arching three, no good. Rebound raced after and picked off by Shea Dieger. Dieger gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim will take it across half court. Kim Cruz with it on the left side. Cruz gets a screen. She drives, puts it up from 15. Good. Didn't think about it. She knocks it down. She's got 13. Dort College trails 39-26. Every once in a while, I like to say you let your brain get in the way. That time, Cruz just flowed with it and took the shot when it was there, knocked it down. 2-point basket on the way for Michaela Berry. Berry buries it, and the Dort College defenders trail 41-26. Robin Blunt will take it across half court with the right hand, picks up her dribble, feeds it middle of the floor to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. She's going to put up a three from a little right of dead center. Ball's down. Ball is rebounded by Shea DeJager. DeJager and Angbers collide. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. DeJager, Angbers, and Blunt check out. On the floor for the defenders now are Newman, Cruz, Chapman, Williams, and Vredevoet. Up the floor with the basketball is Barry running point. She passes right side. Jeldon. Jeldon back to Barry. Barry another three. Michaela Barry, five quick points. She's got seven for the ball game. And the defenders trail 44-26. And just like that, it's up to an 18-point ball game. Turnover. Hastings comes away with it. Morton. Morton with the basketball on the left side. Morton crosses over. Drives hard with the right hand. Lays it up good. Morton with a two-point basket, and the defenders trail 46-26. Kim Cruz up the floor with it, gets around the defense. Cruz has it at the top of the key, picks up her dribble. A lot of energy expended that time by Kim Cruz. Vredevoet puts it up with the right hand. Good. Cassidy Vredevoet able to get the crossover step, and the Dort College defenders trail 46-28. 10:28 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College women trailing Hastings 46-28 at the midpoint of the second half. Morton fakes the handoff, spins. Passes right side, three is up and through for Abigail Nybrugge. Nybrugge with the three-point bucket, and Hastings has their biggest lead of the ball game at 49-28. Ashley Williams hesitates, gives it up to Chapman. Chapman goes left side over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz out front to Williams. Williams with it on the left wing. Back to Cruz, slips through her fingers, taken away by Nybrugge. Nybrugge with the basketball. Nybrugge in between the circles out front. Nybrugge back to the top of the key. Holly Hild. Holly Hild to Morton. Morton left wing. Morton with it on the left side. Drives hard to the lane. Has her shot blocked. Gets her own rebound back. 5 seconds. Four on the shot clock. Nybrugge, 15-footer straight on. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman gives it up to Cruz. 9 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in this contest. Out front with it is Williams. Williams in between the circles, spins back to the middle of the floor, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman hard with the left hand, back to Newman. Newman at the free throw line, spins, tries to cross over, nothing there, back over to Williams. She flings it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings off and running. Bronco basketball. Barry. Barry on the right side. Barry goes back over to Hild. Hild left wing. Hild gives it up inside to Williamson, and Williamson is fouled on the play, pushed from behind by the defenders. And that foul goes on Vredevoet, and for Cassidy Vredevoet, that's foul number one. Inbounding the basketball are the Broncos. They get it in over the top to Barry. Barry, another three. No good. Left that one short. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst to Williams. Williams for the basketball. Ashley Williams on the left side. Comes back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet at the top of the key. She's got it in between the circles. She goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman looking inside. It goes to Holst. Holst wants to turn with the right hand. Her shot short, no good. There for the rebound, though, and fighting for it is Ashley Williams. And Williams, not the tallest player out there, but there are times where she's, I would say, the toughest, as she'll stick her nose in there, even when you'd think it might be wise to stay away. And that time she forces a tie-up. Pass goes into Vredevoet, and Vredevoet is held on the play. Foul called against the Broncos. Foul called on the Broncos, Holly Hild. Hild whistled for her third. Dort College trailing 49-28. Abby Chapman throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Abby gets the ball inbounded to Williams. Ashley Williams with it, down to the baseline, spins, crosses over, puts it up with the left hand, good. Ashley Williams with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders trail it 49-30, 8 minutes remaining in this ballgame. Hastings basketball, Abigail Nybruggy. The pass down low, right side to Williamson. Williamson pass through the lane is taken away by Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the basketball, one player to beat. Crosses over to the left hand, misses the shot, gets it back, shot no good. Rebound by Hastings now, the run out for the Broncos, and Nybruggy layup good. That's a four-point swing right there. North College could have gotten to 32. Instead, Hastings gets the rebound. Everyone was clumped under the basket, and Abigail Nybruggy gets the run out for an easy two. Chapman shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Michael Hulst. Hulst with seven. North College trails 51-32. 7:14 and counting. Hastings with the basketball. We have not had many free throws shot in this ballgame. Five total for Hastings thus far. Three-pointers up and through for the Broncos. From the left wing, hitting it was Holly Hild. Hild with her first three, the fourth three of the second half for the Broncos. Driving in is Newman. Newman with the left hand gets the shot to go. Emily Newman with her first 2 points of the day. North College trails 54-34. 54-34, Barry with it, right side for Hastings. Barry at the free throw line, gives it up, Williamson. Williamson with a two-point basket, she's got six, slightly better than her 5.2 points per game average for the Broncos. Hastings with this one in control, 56-34. York College with it, Newman with it out front. Newman back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball, goes left side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman comes back. Right side, Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams gets a screen. She'll fire a three and hits a three. Ashley Williams with five. North College trails 56-37. And the Hastings College Broncos want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Hastings basketball after the timeout, leading by 20 are the Broncos, 56-36. With the basketball up front is Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the left side. Comes back over to Thompson. Thompson drives the lane. Her shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball on the right side, picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Emily Newman tries to dump it underneath. It's taken away by the Broncos. Broncos with the basketball. Hastings with the basketball out front. Jackson. Jackson on the right side. 20 to shoot for the Broncos. Gets a screen. Fires it back out front. Van Kirk. Van Kirk floater in the lane. Off the heel. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's taken away by Newman. And Newman and DeAger tied up on the play with each other, and you end up with a travel violation called as the two players from the same team with possession of the basketball simultaneously, and that's a travel violation. Hastings gets it back. Get the ball underneath Van Kirk. Van Kirk fouled on the play. And Jamie Van Kirk will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, storylines coming into the contest tonight, or today I should say. Michael Hulst, one block shot away from a single-season record. She's tied it already. I don't know if she's been credited with another one here in the second half. And Van Kirk was 16 points away from 1,000 points. And she's now 1 point away from 1,000 points. She makes one of two. And the defenders lead at 57-36. Emily Newman hits a three from the right baseline. Newman now with 5 points. And the defenders trail 57-39. 4:50 and counting. Bronco basketball, Thompson. Tika Thompson out front with the ball. Gives it up Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the left wing over to Jackson. Abby Jackson with it on the wing. Jackson goes left side to Jeldon. Jeldon drives in with the right hand. Lays it up good. Rachel Jeldon just bullying her way to the basket. 59-39, North College down 20, 4.5 left to go in this game. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz over the top, Newman. Newman can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Turnover by the defenders. Well, for those of you planning on coming in for the men's contest today, don't be surprised if we get started before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Would be shocked if Hastings didn't take the opportunity to get started a little bit early if this game continues at its current pace. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim will take it across half court. Kim with it at the top of the key. Kim Cruz goes left side over to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Abby gives it back over to Vredevode. Vredevode to Micah Hulst. Hulst puts it up, and a charging foul called on Micah Hulst. Hulst dipped her shoulder. Gets whistled for the charge. That's foul number 5 on Micah Hulst. So Hulst disqualified on fouls with 3:54 remaining in this basketball game. She fouls out with 7 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Shady Yeager checks back into the game. Dort College on defense. Thompson gets the basketball, and she drives hard with the right hand. Tika Thompson finishes at the rim. She's got 4 points. And the defenders trail 61-39. For the defenders, just difficult to score points at times for this team. Kim Cruz has carried the bulk of the load offensively today with 13 points, but beyond that, no one has really gotten hot. Now Abby Chapman knocks down a three. She's got 5. And the defenders trail 61-42. Tika Thompson with it on the right side. 3:15 left to go in the game. Dort College has not gotten to the free throw line tonight much. Only 9 times by my count, unofficially. Driving in, right side is Jackson. Jackson misses the shot. Got a little hip check from Shady Yeager. No call made. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Left side, Vredevode. Vredevode dumps it underneath the Yeager. Yeager with the left hand. Good. Shady Yeager with a 2-point basket, averaging 2.8 points per game as the sophomore from Hull, and the defenders trail 61-44. 2:45 and counting. Left side of the basketball. This is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk out front, sitting on 999 career points for 1,000. She got it. 3-point basket for Jamie Van Kirk. And the Hastings Broncos extend the lead back to 20 at 64-44. Only seems like half of those points over her career for Van Kirk have come against Dort College. Obviously an exaggeration. Shot by Yeager in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by the Broncos. Hastings with the basketball. Right side, Thompson. Thompson with it on the way to the hoop. Layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevode. Vredevode with the basketball. She gives it off to Cruz. 2 minutes remaining in this ballgame. 64-44. Left side, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball on the wing. Abby goes right side, Kim Cruz. Cruz, 3, got it. Kim Cruz with the 3-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 64-47. A little bright spot for the defenders today, Kim Cruz on offense. Good to see her shooting the ball well here this afternoon. Bronco basketball, Jeldon. Jeldon out front, Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson gives it up left side to Alex Edwards. Edwards lobs it down low for Jeldon. Jeldon working against Yeager, and Jeldon, another bully play as she just is able to get her way to the hoop, close range, and makes the shot. Right side, Newman. Newman, 3-ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz in the lane, her short shot, good. Kim Cruz with 18 points. 108 remaining in the contest. 66-49. Hastings calls a timeout. So the Dort College defenders, Hastings College Broncos, will inbound the basketball. Alex Edwards will bring it up. Edwards gets it in to Nybrugge. Nybrugge with it. Nybrugge back over to Samuelson. Samuelson with it, right wing. Passes back over to Nybrugge. Nybrugge to Thompson. Thompson in the lane. She feeds it behind the back. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Under a minute to go in the contest. Kim Cruz will take it across the timeline. Kim Cruz in between the circles. Passes left side, Bredevoet. Bredevoet gives it up to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman comes back over to Chapman. Chapman, top of the key. Cruz, three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Thompson, 23 seconds and counting. Thompson goes left side, Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball. Samuelson back over to Thompson. Thompson with the ball. And Tika Thompson will dribble out the clock. 66-49 will be the final. Hastings College will let the clock wind out. And that's the ball game. Our final score, Hastings 66, Dort College 49. Dort College is now 1-14 in the conference, 9-15 overall. Hastings 9-5 and 15-7. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall by a final score 66-49 to the Hastings College Broncos. Dort College got down early, trailed 12-2, fought their way back, kept it respectable at halftime, 26-15. And they were right there playing with the Hastings College Broncos most of the early part of the second half. Hastings, though, put together a little run at about the midpoint, got up by 21 at 51-30. And the Broncos end up winning by a final score of 66-49. Dort College for the ball game, 19-53 from the floor, 35.8%, 4 of 17 on threes, 23.5%, 7 of 9 on free throws, 77.8%. For the defenders, 27 of 71 from the floor, 38%, 7 of 24 on threes, 29.2%, 5 for 7 on free throws, 71.4%. A very quickly played ball game this afternoon with just a total of 16 free throws shot between the two teams. Dort College out rebounds Hastings 45-36. Dort College was led by Jamie Van Kurtz, 18 points. Hallie Samuelson had 10. 7 for Michaela Berry. 5 for Abigail Nybruggy, 6 for Sierra Williamson, 4 for Tika Thompson, 3 for Holly Hild, 4 for Chelsea Morton, and 2 for Abby Jackson for their total of 66. For the defenders, Kim Cruz with 18, Cassidy Bredevoet with 8, Micah Holst ends up with 7. 5 each for Abby Chapman and Emily Newman, 4 for Ashley Williams, and 2 for Shea DeAger. That's their total of 49. Rebounds, Micah Holst and Cassidy Bredevoet with 8 rebounds each. 6 rebounds for Emily Newman, 5 for Kim Cruz and Abby Chapman, 4 for Ashley Williams. Chelsea Morton with 7 rebounds for the Broncos, 9 for Rachel Jeldon. Assists, Michaela Berry had 2, Holly Hild had 2. For the defenders, Abby Chapman had 2 assists. Cassidy Vredevoet had 2 block shots, Michael Holst had 1, and Cassidy Vredevoet had 1 steal as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. Before we get to Coach Craig Steensma, Emily Newman takes a seat beside me, a junior from Maplewood, Minnesota. And Emily, not the way you want this one to go this afternoon. Slow start, but I would say for the middle 20 minutes of this basketball game, you played right with Hastings College. I don't know if you can take any positive out of that, but for 20 minutes, your team was very competitive this afternoon.
Yeah, I totally agree. Coach said before the game that we match up really well with them, and I almost think we are one of the best teams in the conference that match up with them, but we just didn't let we couldn't stop Van Kirk's, and we worked our hardest, but sad to say we got beat by a better team, but we're just going to come back to practice and keep working until we get to be that team that we want to be.
What you say Van Kirk got away from you a little bit, obviously that's part of the game plan. What about her today made it tough to defend?
Well, Coach actually talked to me about how we have to go over the screens and have our posts help, but she was just making them right in our face. She's a great player. She deserves to play as much as she does and get the points she gets up there. We just couldn't stop her.
Backcourt, you and Kim Cruz today. Kim scoring 18 points. That's a little bit of a bright spot this afternoon. Got her going, and I thought for a period of time she wasn't thinking about things this afternoon, but instead just played and resulted in a good outing for her.
Yeah, that's just, I think, our problem right now is that we are all are too worried about trying to score the basket, and we're good players, and Kim just didn't even think about that. She just went out there and played her game, and I think that's what we all need to do here in the next two games as we end up our season.
Tell me a little bit about Emily Newman. I got to know you a little bit more over the past couple of weeks because we were on a committee together, but junior, Maplewood, Minnesota. How'd you end up at Dort College? Let's begin with that.
Well, I knew I wanted to play college basketball, and I knew I wanted a good Christian education, and Dort has both those to offer. I've been so blessed to be on this team as well as get a great Christian education, and I can't wait to wrap up my year this year and then finish out my senior year just hopefully with this new coach, Katie DeWitt. I know she'll bring so much into the program, and we have great girls who are willing to work hard for her. So,
what are you majoring in? What's your field of study?
Human resources and marketing. I'm hoping to get into medical device sales after I graduate.
Now, this past week I was involved in a brief meeting up in the campus center. You have a work study job up there, from
yep.
what I gather.
That's correct.
Describe that to me.
I actually work for the provost. I'm his assistant, and mostly with working with faculty applications and course evals. And it's kind of been a good experience just to work up with the president and the provost. It's been a blessing to work with them.
Well, you rank higher than I do already on campus. So. Three weeks to go till the regular season is over. This season has been a challenge. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It still seems to have gone quickly, though.
It definitely has. It feels like just yesterday we were on campus. First day practice actually was first day of school, so it's gone fast. It's gone good. I wish we could have a better record, but, you know, we have, like I said, we have a great group of girls and wonderful coaching staff who always has our back and are willing to come in day in and day out to work off.
Emily, I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday and Sunday, and back to work on Monday. Go get them on Monday.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's Emily Newman, and make way for Coach Craig Steensma, and we'll visit with the coach relatively short order here. We've gone through the numbers. Coming up for Dort College next week, by the way, at Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, and then back at home to play a non-conference game with Grace. That comes up on Saturday, 1 week from today. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, we covered some of this ground with Emily, but a middle 20 minutes of this basketball game, your team was right there. Hastings put together a little run at the beginning of the ball game to get up 10, put together another run around the midpoint of the second half to get up 20. Your team competed pretty well, though, for a lot of this basketball game.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to compete like that every second, and, you know, we're going to have to play a pretty flawless game offensively in order to have a chance against a team like Hastings. But, you know, the effort was phenomenal, was great, and, you know, they encouraged each other and worked hard, and just a matter of if you can't get into the 60s, you're not going to win basketball games in the GPAC, so... Now, that's something we have to continue to focus on.
Kim Cruz, I thought she took a step forward today in the fact that even though she had to do a lot of the ball handling today, she didn't think about it a lot, or it didn't appear so.
Yep.
She just simply played, took the shots when they were there, didn't force a lot, ends up having a good afternoon because of it, I thought.
Yeah, she had a very good afternoon. You know, some turnovers that we'd like to cut down on, but... She really did. We're trying to give her the green light a little bit more and make her more of a threat from three. And she's a very good shooter. I thought today she played a great game offensively, and, you know, didn't really worry about if the offense isn't there or if a wing is covered, I'm just going to take the ball to the basket or pull up and shoot. So, you know, I thought she did very well. I thought Cassidy Vredevoet played very well. And you know, we got a lot of good contributions on the defensive end, despite the fact that, you know, Micah had some tough breaks go against her in terms of some pretty, you know, cheap fouls where, you know, it's like, is that really a foul when it isn't on the other end? You know, so Mike only played 16 minutes, and she's a factor against a team like this that's able to shoot threes and throw it inside. So, you know, she'll have better days. Mike will have better days, but, you know, overall, we just want to find ways to score more points each and every game. I think that's going to be a key to our improvement down the stretch.
Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, good ball club, especially down at their place, and then Grace back here next Saturday for non-conference play. They keep coming at this point. We talked about it. It's six games, two games each week for the next 3 weeks. You prepare for the next one and see what happens.
Yeah, I see that Dakota Wesleyan upset Doan. I don't know if it's an upset, but Dakota Wesleyan gets Doan today, and that, you know, they're good. They're a very, very good team. They can really shoot it. They play tough at home. You know, that'll be a challenge for us.
Coach Greg Steensma, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for your coverage, Mike.
That's Coach Greg Steensma. That's going to do it for the women's portion of our broadcast. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the men's broadcast right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.